T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I've got a very special show for you today. First of all, I am coming to you live from beautiful, sunny Corpus Christi, Texas. That's right, I took a road trip south, piled up the wife, the kid, the radio equipment, and traveled south from Dallas. And we've been checking out the market down here. And second, more importantly, I've also got two great guests with me today that are investors right here in Corpus Christi. And they recently took down their own multifamily deal. I'll introduce them here in just a second. Now, if you're from Texas, you know where Corpus is. You've been to the beaches here, or over spring break, you've made it down to Padre Island, of course. But if you're listening outside of Texas and you're not familiar with Corpus, maybe you've never been, I do want to give you just a real quick rundown on the city. So Corpus, it's a city on the Gulf Coast of Texas, and it's a good-sized secondary market. The city itself, just looking at the city proper, has a population around 325,000 as of 2018, and the broader area, probably a little over 500,000. In fact, Corpus itself is the eighth largest city in Texas. And I want to footnote that, because the way they rank the cities, they're looking at the cities themselves. We've got Dallas up there somewhere, Fort Worth. Arlington is ahead of that. But when I look at DFW, that's just a big monster, that whole metroplex. So Corpus, I would be even put a little bit higher on the list. And what's really interesting is Lifestyles. I was surprised at the amount of activity that we have here in Corpus. And we're actually out in a number of other markets. You hear about us talk about San Antonio all the time, and Austin and Houston and Dallas. But we're active in Corpus Christi, Waco, Texas, Sherman, Texas, Longview, Tyler, any number of other secondary and even tertiary markets within Texas. So I'm real excited to be here in this market. And I'll tell you, Corpus is locationally, it's just about 200 miles southwest from Houston, maybe 150 miles southeast of San Antonio on Interstate 37. And there's a lot of industry here, centered in particular around oil and a number of other things. We did lose Whataburger, unfortunately, recently to Chicago. But, we'll talk about that later, perhaps. But Corpus, it's the fifth largest port in the U.S. And Exxon is putting in a $10 billion plant right up the road here. And as you drive into town, you're going to see a ton of construction as they're putting up a bigger harbor bridge to accommodate those bigger ships that are going to be coming into the area. So there is a lot going on. And from what I've seen driving around town the past few days, you know, there looks like a ton of opportunity here. And on that note, I want to introduce you to a local couple that saw that opportunity and jumped in with both feet. So today, I've got Cliff and Kathy with me on the show. They are Lifestyles members. They'll tell us a little bit about how they joined Lifestyles. They're multifamily investors and independent rental owners, like I mentioned, right here in Corpus Christi, Texas. So Cliff and Kathy, welcome. Do I have you on the line?
Yes, Andy, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
All right, welcome. Well, first of all, Cliff and Kathy, I got to thank you heartily. When I rolled into town with my family on Friday, these guys were kind enough to meet me out at their multi-family unit that they just, or complex that they just bought, and gave us a great tour. So I'm highly appreciative of that. Very, very good stuff. We'll get into that. But why don't we start with having you just tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your story? How did you get into real estate? And, you know, how did you find Lifestyles Unlimited down here in Corpus?
Okay. Well, first off, Kathy and I have been together for about 5 years. We got married in 2018. And before that, Kathy and I were both looking for something that we could do on our own. We were looking for a business that we could run and support ourselves. We were actually looking at franchise businesses at the time, back in 2016 or 2017 timeframe. And I happened to be in a conference meeting with some of my coworkers, and a file popped up on my screen. I was on a shared screen. And then my coworker and I went to lunch, and that's when he introduced me to Lifestyles. Now, we had previously had discussions about real estate investing. We both read some common books in our past, and then he shared with me the podcast, the radio broadcast, and got me to get to a two-day seminar. And so I drug Kathy.
Yes, drug me with my heels in the ground.
So we went to San Antonio in December of 2017 to one of David Fisher's live classes, and within probably the first 30 minutes to an hour, Kathy was all ears and really listening intently with the information that David had. And that's kind of how we got started. We signed up in December 2017.
Very good. And I remember you told me a little bit about this story when we were looking at your multifamily deal. And I guess your buddy had seen the file on your screen that was referencing the franchises you were looking into. And he said, hey, yeah. I've got a better way. And he was right, right? He was fully right. And
he was absolutely right. When you think about franchise businesses, you're going to have a lot of upfront capital expense with zero income. Now, when you go into real estate, if you do it correctly and you do it the way Lifestyle teaches, you buy a business that has income with it. So that's what, to me, was so unique, is I already have income to cover the expenses and make a profit, and I can grow my portfolio from there. I'm not just limited to one business or one property. I can start buying multiple properties, and we can expand as we grow our capital.
And I'm glad, Kathy, that you got on board. I do see that happen sometimes. You know, one spouse is fully on board and the other may not be on board at all, or just doesn't even know what's going on, or resists, even worse.
Absolutely.
So kudos to getting on board. And I'm curious, so you guys went straight into multifamily. Why did you go the apartment route instead of single family, or was there any particular decision factor there?
It just made sense for us. You know, we have the capital to just go right into multifamily, so it made sense for us to just do that. And sitting in the two-day, you know, I went in there thinking it was going to be, you know, a big mess. But after listening to David Fisher and the presentations and whatnot, the whole thing just made sense to us. But the multifamily for us, we had the opportunity to go ahead and start there, and we just jumped right in and decided that would be the best route for us.
Very good. I hear the music coming up there. They're pushing us out. We're going to carry on the conversation here in just a second. I want to tell the listener just what is the two-day. So they may not be familiar. We'll talk about that when the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues here in just a second.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and we are coming to you live from Corpus Christi, Texas today, and I'm really excited to be down here. This is a great market. We've actually got a lot of activity happening here in Corpus Christi, a lot of multifamily deals, actually. I was not aware of the volume we're doing here, but it's a good size. And just ahead of the break, we were talking about how Cliff and Kathy got started, how they went to the two-day program, to the two-day seminar, and that's held in a number of offices around town. Now, you can also watch those online. So if you're not in a convenient location to make the drive to San Antonio, like these two did, you can go online and watch all of these events as well. There's a ton of education out there. So what they did is drove up to San Antonio, and the two-day is something that comes with the Financial Freedom Program. And it's basically day one, you talk all about single family. You're drinking from a fire hose. You come away just stunned at all the information. You go take a nap, you go to bed, whatever. You come back on day two and you hear round two, which is multifamily, and that's where these two got hooked. And you told me when we met, you've done a couple of passive deals before you got into your independent owner deal. Can you tell me a little bit about those passive deals, where those are? How did you pick the lead or the deal? What was more important to you? Just kind of give us a picture there, if you would.
So first off, after we came out of the two-day, we knew that we wanted to go into multifamily. We knew that we ultimately think passive investing is our ultimate goal, is to be a passive investor, but we've got to work our way to where we can have, you know, multiple investments. But we started out first by taking all the education. We became a certified passive investor, so we knew how to review a deal. We knew what to look for. We were at a networking event with Lifestyles. When we ran into one of our first leads we invested with, he had a yield or hybrid play deal, which has some yield components. It was stabilized property, but it also had some value add by through rent increases and such. And we jumped into that deal pretty early on. We were eager to get started. We wanted to be an active member. That's how we got into our first deal. Our second deal also came through Kathy. She was networking at a Lifestyles event. We met a lead out of San Antonio, liked the deal. It was more of a value play. We're kind of looking for the value play deal so we can double our capital up over a period of time. And that's how we got into our second deal. And then we're in a third deal, and we actually closed on our third deal a week or two after we closed on our IRA deal. So we bought a 8-unit apartment complex here in Corpus Christi. We had enough capital left over that we could do another passive deal, and so we hopped into that one, and it's also a value play in San Antonio.
Okay, so you're looking for the wealth building through the value play. And just to explain, in case the listener is not aware, we kind of classify apartment deals in three different ways. You've got your yield play. Basically, it's yielding. It's giving cash off from day one. It's cash flowing. There's not a lot of work to do on the thing. At the opposite end of the spectrum, you've got your value play, your value add deal. It needs a lot of work. It's similar to what I do with single family, where you go in, you fix up a lot of stuff and create that value. Only with multifamily, the lever that you're pulling on, there are several of those, and they're huge and they have massive effects. And like Cliff said, you can double your money pretty quickly. And in the middle, there's your hybrid. That's a little bit of both. So you're targeting the value play. I get that. Build up that capital and then go on to bigger and better. Very good. Are those deals here in Corpus, or where did you pick those up? You said the leads were in San Antonio, but where were the deals?
The first deal we picked up is in Rockport, Texas. It's a 44-unit complex, and the other two are both in San Antonio, and there's two 24-unit complexes in San Antonio.
Very good.
And
now,
the only deal we have here in Corpus is the one we own 100%.
Okay. Very good. And I want to ask you about Rockport. We talked a little bit about that. And for those that are maybe outside of Texas, don't know where Rockport is, it's just a little bit north of Corpus. And if you think back to when Hurricane Harvey was bearing down on Corpus, my wife's from here. I've been coming down here for two decades. And we thought her parents' house, we thought it was the target. And all of a sudden, the thing shifted north and actually hit Rockport before it meandered up to Houston. And I think you told me you guys closed just after the hurricane struck. Is that right?
That is correct. And the complex that we picked up in Rockport was the only apartment complex that had very little damage. It had a window out in one of the units. It didn't get hit hard, but some of the other apartment complexes were complete losses. So we knew kind of, you know, there's an apartment. It's still operational. It can accommodate 44 families. Everything else is pretty much gone. So we knew occupancy wasn't going to be too much of an issue.
There, yeah, absolutely. Supply and demand, right? Supply mm-hmm. just went out the window. Demand clearly would have spiked at that point. So that's great. Kind of a roll of the dice, I guess, with a hurricane. And I'm curious on the insurance side of things, and maybe we'll talk about this a little more when we talk about the IRO, but you know, I'm up in Dallas-Fort Worth. We have tornadoes, right, that pop up. We have no preparation for those. There's no special insurance. But with the area where we are here, are there any special considerations given that we're on coast, additional riders or types of insurance that you have to buy
Every house, every building here has to be covered by windstorm insurance, and I don't think anybody, you know, that's not living directly on the coast has to purchase windstorm insurance. We do. That's just one of the requirements here is the windstorm insurance. Whether you live here, invest here, that's you have to have it.
Okay, so it's going to be priced into your deal. It's not something that. Surprise, gotcha, you're in a floodplain. We've had that happen. We've seen that happen. It's nothing that'll kill a deal necessarily, but okay, you know going in. That's something I got to do,
you know,
cost of doing
in.
Business.
Mm-hmm. This is part of the gig.
All right, well, let's shift gears a little bit. I like the passive investing, but I'm very fascinated because you guys are here in Corpus, and you said the one deal you've done here in Corpus is that 8-unit. I'd like to hear a little bit more about that. How did you pick that up? How did you find it? And tell us a little bit about the, you know, how Lifestyles helped you through the process, if you would.
So before we bought the 8-unit, we were looking to do either a lead or an IRA deal. We didn't know which way we wanted to go quite yet. So we set up a meeting with our mentor. We had several meetings with our mentor, and he suggested we go into a IRA deal, that we buy something small and we learn the nuts and bolts of the business first. And that's where our operations consultant came in huge after closing, because you buy something, you don't really know what you're getting into. If you haven't done this business before, you are doing, it is a career shift. It is a learning curve, and you need the support and people there on your side, on your team, to help you through the daily challenges that arise. And we did have some challenges, and Kathy was on the phone, if not daily, every other day with Teresa Harrell out of San Antonio. And having a team and the support staff on our side just makes you sleep a little better at night, knowing that you have some people working for you who know the business inside and out and have the answers and can really guide you in the right direction.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you neither of you, like my wife and myself, we didn't have real estate in experience. You didn't either, so you get that. You tap into that almost 30-year experience that we have here at Lifestyles Unlimited, mm-hmm. and leverage that, and clearly it's helped you well. So we're heading into a brief break. I want to come back from the break and hear a little bit more about that, about your IRO, your independent rental owner deal that you picked up, the 8-unit here in Corpus, when we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Talk 13-7, the right choice. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and I'm coming to you live from Corpus Christi, Texas today, and I've got two great guests with me. I've got Cliff and Kathy, local investors from here in the Corpus market, and we've talked a little bit about how they got into real estate through Lifestyles and the passive deals they've done, and we'll talk a little bit more coming up here about their independent rental owner deal, the complex that they personally bought. Not a syndicated deal, not a passive deal, but they bought this thing. But I do want to tell you, they mentioned earlier in the show about the two-day that they went to learn about the single family and the multifamily side of the business. And that two-day seminar that they're talking about, that comes as part of the financial freedom program that we do at Lifestyles, which is basically how you get your foot in the door and see if it's something you even want to do. Some people, they look at it, they say, nah, it's not for me. Most people recognize this is a darn good thing, and I want to run with this, whether it's single family or multifamily. But you got to get educated. You got to know, you know, what is this real estate investing thing all about in the first place. So what I want to do is, if we're doing a special this month in November, the founder special. Del Walmsley, our founder, he just opened an office over in Phoenix, Arizona. So we're not just in Texas. We're actually across the nation. And in celebration of that, we are promoting the founder special. So if you'll go to buymylifeback.com, it'll tell you all about that financial freedom program. It's inexpensive to start with, but because of that Phoenix office we're opening, the founder special that we're offering, if you'll put in promo code at the bottom, my name, Andy, A-N-D-Y, it's going to knock $500 off of that already low price. So go check that out. That's buymylifeback.com. Get on board. Go to the two-day, just like these guys did. Kathy was kind of dragging her feet, like she told us, and realized as she sat through those two full days that, wow, this is the way to go. And now these guys are owners of their very own multifamily complex right here in Corpus Christi. So, Cliff and Kathy, I want to hear a little bit more about the deal. What does this thing, this apartment complex you bought, what does it look like? What is it you're having to do? Would you classify it as a yield play or a value add? Tell us a little bit more about the process of buying and what your next steps are with this complex.
Andy, I would say it's kind of a hybrid deal. It was making money when we bought it. It was fairly stabilized. We have a few vacancies right now, but that gives us the opportunity to start rehabbing some of the units, upgrading everything. So we'll be increasing rents as those new units come online. We're just kind of giving the building a facelift. The building was solid, didn't have any real structural issues. The foundation was good. The roof was good. Needed some cosmetic upgrades to it. We still have some things that we're going to do to it. We've been focused on the inside right now, and now we're starting to move our contracting staff towards the outside of the building, doing the painting. We have a landscape contractor that's put together a design for us, and we're waiting for bids for that. But we just want to bring the building from a real 1960s, 70s look up and give it a modern, contemporary look to attract people to the building and provide them with the best product at the best price.
That's great. Yeah, you guys gave us a tour, and I saw some of the rehab that you'd already done. It looks great. And just even before we met, we drove around the neighborhood for a little bit, as we tend to do, checking out the houses there and some of the other multifamily in the area. And you can see that that area is starting to turn. So I think you're in a really good place. And you mentioned the apartment down the road just recently got bought by another investor. So that's going to start to turn. And I think that area is going to come up. So you'll be well positioned there for sure. How long did that? So I've always done single family, and I'm very familiar with that process. When you go in and buy a small multifamily like this, how long does that process take once you decide, hey, we're going to pull the trigger on this, to when you close?
It took us about 60 days to get it from, you know, putting in our LOI to actually closing the deal, roughly 60 days. There was a lot of work in between. In that 60-day period, we had feasibility. We had to put together a lot of information for the lender. I also used David Walls with Old Capital Lending, who helped me facilitate everything. And actually, since this was the first large purchase I've ever made in my life like this, he coached me through the lending process and what to do. And he's part of the Lifestyles Unlimited vendor list. So that was one of the things I wanted to do, was tap into the vendor list, utilize the people that have been working with Lifestyles members who understand the map and the process. But it was about a 60-day time frame from beginning to finish.
Okay. And I'm familiar with the larger deals where you syndicate, you put together a PPM, you get a lot of attorneys involved, and there's a cost with that. Is this anything that where an attorney gets involved, or is it a simpler transaction? What does that look like on the?
I think it's advisable to use a real estate attorney, somebody who knows what to look out for. There's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of legal documents that, to me, are really boring to read. So, and having somebody with some experience, they know how to dig in deep into, like, the title work, looking at the contracts, just making sure that your backside is covered. Very, very smart to use a lawyer in a or in a real estate attorney in this type of deal.
Okay, and leveraging other people's time and knowledge, like you said, and then like you mentioned, Old Capital, one of the vendors, we've got a number out there, and that when you join at the Financial Freedom Program level, you get access to those that vendor hub as well. So that's a wealth of knowledge, quite frankly. And like you said, you put it very well. These guys know the Lifestyles model. They know what we're trying to do. We don't have to go in and explain to them. Here's what it looks like. I've talked to realtors that are not familiar with Lifestyles and what we do, and it's very hard to tell them what it is I want to buy. They don't get it. They try to sell me some other thing, and I'm tired of dealing with that. So when you work with the vendors, you've already got a foot up in that sense. I'm curious. So you mentioned the loan. When you're doing an 8-unit, what kind of down payment percentage-wise do you have to put down? Is it, you know, in single family, is the point of view I'm coming from, it's anywhere from 15 to maybe 25%. But if we're talking about a commercial loan on apartments, what do you have to do there?
Well, being we were first-time buyers, we put down 25%.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Of the purchase price. No, it wasn't too bad at all. I mean, I think you could probably, once you gain more experience, lenders might let you get by with 20% in the deal, but they wanted 25% on this one.
Okay, very good. And did you have any surprises now that you've closed on the thing and you go in and you're starting to do your rehab? And any surprises come up along the way?
Actually, no. We haven't had very many surprises at all. We saw everything. We were pretty very well educated to know what to look for going into the deal. So we after closing, though, we haven't had any surprises. We've had challenges, but not any surprises.
Okay. Let me interrupt for just a second. Also, we had one of our Lifestyles realtor. She actually came in town and helped us walk through the feasibility stage. We also had some other leads and some other Lifestyles friends that we've met, and they came in town, some from Houston and a couple from San Antonio, and helped us with the feasibility stage. And although it's just a little 8-unit property, but you know, we truly had no idea what we were doing or what we were looking for. And our Lifestyles real estate agent was fabulous in helping us through that process.
That's great. So, and just so the listener understands, feasibility, that is basically you doing your due diligence, looking into the numbers, confirming the rent roll, looking at the asset itself. Is there more to it? What else do you do as part of feasibility?
We literally walked the entire property. We went into every single unit. We went into every bathroom, into every sink, and just made sure that, you know, there wasn't anything major leaking going on, or, you know, we were able to tell from the inside if there was foundation cracks or stuff, you know. But to have the other leads and the real estate agent with us was extremely supportive and helpful for us.
Yeah, I say it on here all the time. I like the term ecosystem for what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, because it's a very well-established ecosystem where we've got support all along the way, all along the progression. Whether you're doing single family or multifamily, you've got the lead investors you're tapping into, you've got the vendors, you've got the mentors, you've got the agents. I mean, it's just a ton of support, a ton of knowledge. And we'll carry on with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show here in just a second and conclude our conversation about Corpus. And if you do have any questions for us today, let me give you the call-in number. Number here in the studio is 855.
Do you have an extremely long work commute? Are you tired of sitting in rush hour traffic stressing about your 9-to-5 corporate grind? Maybe you're thinking, I need a new work route or a better boss. What you really need is a better way of making money. You need a passive income stream. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we've been teaching people how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate investing. One of the ways is market appreciation. Real estate doubles in value every 20 years. It may fluctuate in the short term, but is forced to rise over the long term with inflation of building materials, labor, and scarcity of land. While stock investors live and die by market appreciation, real estate investors see it as a nice bonus to the other four ways real estate makes them money.
To learn how, attend a free Lifestyles Unlimited workshop by visiting lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to learn the map to financial freedom in less than 5 years. Our free workshop calendar at lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and I'm coming to you live today from Corpus Christi, Texas. And I've got Cliff and Kathy with me, local investors. We've been hearing about their independent rental deal that they picked up. That means as an independent rental owner, you've bought that complex. You own that thing outright. And if you've got any questions for them today or for me, the number here in the studio is 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. We are in the last segment, so give us a call if you have any questions. You can also email me if you're feeling a little shy. My email is askandy@luinc.com. Again, that's askandy@luinc.com. And we were just talking about the multi-unit you bought here in Corpus. Again, thank you very much for giving us a tour. It looks great. You're definitely making some progress there, and it's very, very exciting to see. And I mentioned at the start of the show, you know, Corpus is a pretty darn good market. You know, we at Lifestyles we're active in the biggest markets. Obviously, we've got the brick and mortar offices in Dallas and San Antonio and Houston and Austin, and you know, you can go there to interact with folks. And there's a lot of education online. Now, you guys went up to San Antonio for the 2 day. Do you typically go up to San Antonio for the live events, or how do you get out and meet and greet with the broader membership base?
So I had the opportunity to resign from my job shortly after purchasing this property, and I spend a lot of time in San Antonio these days. We're fortunate that my parents live up there, so I have a place to stay when I need to stay overnight, but I try to get up to San Antonio as often as I can. Cliff works and travels a lot, so he doesn't get to come with me as often as we would like, but I probably go up there at least one day every other week. In the last 2 weeks, I've been up there 3 times already. So it's just a lot of opportunity we don't want to miss.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. And hey, congratulations on getting out of the job, the job. Woo-hoo. That's what we love to hear. So
yes,
clearly you guys have found, you found the map, you see where it's going, and you're already taking full advantage of that. Now, did you guys go to the expo in Houston last year?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was a great event. I made it down there, made the drive from Dallas, and like anything that Lifestyles puts on, it was just a ton of information and above all, very inspirational. You know, over time, you might start dragging your feet. You guys are probably better than I am, but I start dragging my feet with my toddler and whatnot. And it was really good to sit in that auditorium with, I don't know, however many thousands of investors and really just come away, you know, chomping at the bit again. And if I don't know if you guys have heard the next expo coming up in 2020, that's going to be in February. It's at the very end of the month. It's a leap year, so it's the 27th, 28th, and 29th. So hopefully I can see you guys there. Definitely a great event for the folks that are listening. I would definitely check that out. So I'm curious. So you've got your IRO. It's underway. You're getting the rehabs done. What comes next after you get that one where you want it? What's on your radar?
So I think next we're looking, we think we want to do a lead deal next. We've spent some time with this IRA deal. We've put our teams together. We have our people that can either help us with the mentoring, the lending. We have our teams here in Corpus that do our rehab work. I think next is the lead deal, but before we actually do anything, we want to meet again with our mentor, kind of discuss where we're at and determine the best path forward for us.
Okay, very good. And is that targeting here in Corpus, or do you cast a broader net?
We might do Corpus. We might do, within a 50-mile radius. I definitely like to have something that is not too far, not too big of a drive to get back and forth to it.
Okay, and like you said, there are a lot of leads active down here in Corpus, and you know, we drove around yesterday, drove past a couple of the complexes, and in fact, my wife's grandmother lived in next door to one of them, so we over the years had spent a lot of time next to this thing, and they just turned it around, did a massive cash out refi on the thing, paid their investors back a ton of money, and like I said, it's a great market. And I learned, I didn't realize this, I learned we've got investors doing deals down in Laredo, which is right on the border of Mexico there, in Kingsville, in Victoria, which is a small town a little bit, northeast of here towards Houston, just all over the place. So there is a ton, there's a ton of opportunity. So
very, very good. I mean, everybody has to have a place to live. So there's opportunity everywhere you go. What I'm kind of blown away with, I've drove past apartment complexes for all of my life, and I had no idea regular people like me and my wife own these things.
That's right. You're a Corpus Christi native, right? So you don't even notice them, right? And then suddenly you start, you enter this world, you put your foot through the door. And it's the same way up in Dallas where I am. Things you drove past them every day, and now you see them, right? And you see that opportunity.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm curious, so I mentioned at the start of the show, I talked a little bit about Corpus. What else do you see going on down here in terms of growth, industry, population? I know Texas A&M has got a satellite campus here, and the folks we're staying with here, our buddy, he went there years ago. His son is now going there, and he's blown away by the way that thing has exploded. It's apparently grown tremendously. What else is going on down here in Corpus that you might tell us about?
Oil and gas is our biggest industry here in Corpus Christi. Our port is underutilized. A lot of large corporations are seeing the opportunity in building around our port. We have a lot of unused real estate around the port that they're taking advantage of. Yes, the college has grown tremendously in the last, 10 to 15 years. There's not a lot of tech here, but it's mostly just oil and gas related business, and it's growing. I think we're at the start of a bell curve effect where we're going to start getting a lot of new residents moving to Corpus and taking advantage of some of the job opportunities that are coming this way.
Very good. And did I hear correctly when we were talking? So you guys have gotten into lifestyles. You see that opportunity here in Corpus. But I want to say you told me some of your family has now gotten involved as well. Is that right?
Yeah. Kathy's mom and dad are also preferred investors with lifestyles. And they did their first single family this last year. And it was a pretty quick process from the time they worked with their mentor, purchasing the house, rehabbing the house. And they've already got it stabilized with a resident living there.
Awesome. And excited, chomping at the bit to do the next one, right?
I think they're taking a little hiatus right now. But I think they're going to be looking for deal number two here probably in December, maybe into January.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
And let me tell you, I have a 17-year-old son, and I've been to two expos for lifestyles, and he started with me on my first expo. He was 15. And he is gung-ho about getting into some real estate and doing this for a living. You know, when he finishes high school next year, he graduates in May, and, he wants to go to UTSA, has a real estate program, and get a degree, and, we'll see where that goes. But he's invested in one of our passives with us as well on a small level, but he's already getting started at 17.
Very good.
He sees it. Yeah, he sees the value.
That's awesome. And I don't know if you guys sat in on the sessions at the expo this year. This was in April in Houston. There was that was one of the topics was legacy, which is kind of passing the baton to the next generation. And it was real exciting to hear some of the things different folks are doing to involve their children. And I know one guy, that's exactly what he did, just like what you described. His children basically ponied up part of the investment, and they're getting a return. They're starting to see how the finances work and understand all that. So, and the topic,
exactly,
actually, one of the themes for the coming year at the expo in 2020 will be legacy. So if you're out there listening and you've got children and you want to get them involved and give them a real good leg up That's a great place to be. So be sure to check out. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a link on there for the expo. You can see what that's all about. If you're interested in joining at the Financial Freedom Program, that gives you access to the expo, by the way. Go to buymylifeback.com and at the bottom, put in promo code Andy. That's my name. It'll give you a $500 discount. So well worth the entry fee there, I would say. Last question I have for you, for that person I was just addressing that's listening now, that's on the fence about real estate investing, do you have any advice? What would you tell them at this point?
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, hurry up. Hurry up. You're wasting time.
Very good. Give it a sense of urgency, right? Don't become complacent. What gets in the way of a great life is a good life. I think that's the status for a lot of folks out there.
I was at the expo this year, and one of the large name lead investors was there, and he said, how can you fail when you have this much support around you? So we have so much support. We have so much information. We have so much education. We have networking events. How can you fail? I mean, it sounds like heads you win, tails you win.
That's a great way to put it. You hit the nail on the head with that for sure. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a deep bench. We've got all the vendors. We've got 40,000 members. Our timeline goes back almost 30 years when Dell founded the Lifestyles Unlimited. So check it out. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com or go to buymylifeback.com if you'd like to go ahead and jump in. Put in promo code Andy. And Cliff and Kathy, a heartfelt thanks from me. I appreciate you coming on today. It's been a wealth of information, and I appreciate you guys showing us around your property. Best of luck, and we'll stay in touch. I look forward to seeing how that thing turns out. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Have a great day.
Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.